Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Now joining us here on Fox NFL Sunday, now that he's retired, we think.
It would be a no.
It's a no.
It would be a no.
It's a no.
Welcome, Rob Gronkowski.
Yes. What are you comparing Belichick to?
Oh, man.
Any more football questions?
The Grinch.
Sorry to put you through it.
Yes, always trying to take away the fun sometimes. Yeah. Claus coming. Oh!
Yeah, it's a great holiday.
Yeah, yeah,
it's a great holiday.
Walking out of a massage parlor with a big grin on your face.
First time?
Uh-huh. What were you thinking?
Won't somebody please think of the children?
I think that was taken out of context, just like you're taking it out of context and trying to make it a story for yourself.
If I'm a patriot, I ain't getting no body scrub, I ain't getting my nails, they come to my house.
The negative connotation to it, which I don't appreciate.
Strip mall is off the list.
Right now.
Can I get a breaking news soundtrack?
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Yeah.
I got breaking news for
what
you.
What do you got?
You do? Tom Brady is pissed.
Oh.
He's pissed.
I think
big
I've
game,
ever seen
big,
him
yeah, big public. Game coming up tonight. Unfortunately, we're not going to hear somebody reasonably ask him the questions tonight because he's playing on Monday Night Football. So when he plays, he doesn't do the scratchy interviews, right? Tom?
That's right.
Tom?
I forgot all about that.
Tom,
that's
no
right.
Scratchy tonight.
That's right. I hate Monday Night Football.
Why?
It's as a player, everybody is done with their work week. Everybody has moved on and thinking of the next game, and you're still sitting there waiting to end your work week.
Weren't you telling us last week how much you loved Thursday night football?
I love Thursday night
and
hated
hate
Monday,
Monday
night.
Really?
Yeah, because now you're dealing with now everything's rushed, and it's just,
what?
I hate it.
What?
It's, no, I mean, no, it's just, it's you're just packing so much information.
It's
you're
a
flying.
Show.
I don't know. I don't like it. I don't like Monday night football. It's not of a big of a deal. That's the other thing. It used to be Sunday night football was ESPN. And then Monday night was, no wait, they both were.
It was ESPN.
Yeah, they both were ESPN, but the Sunday night football crew was like Joe Theismann and some other guy.
Yeah, well, they didn't have Sunday night football for a long period of time.
Sure,
so they
did.
Added it, right? They added it.
Yeah, no, because when I got in the league, there was Sunday night football was like, okay, right. Great, but Monday night was still the place to be.
So Sunday night became the big, huge package when they put it out
NBC.
To bid.
NBC.
When they put it out
NBC.
To bid.
They're, the,
right. They're the better game.
A real network.
Yes.
They're usually the better game.
On purpose.
And they still are the better. Well, you know, tonight I think it'll be a good game.
Because they pay a lot more than ESPN pays on Monday or Fox or whatever
they have,
pays
so
for
So when
Thursday.
This game is over, do you think Tom Brady gets asked about his Netflix appearance like he did on Saturday?
Yes.
Either that or the three interceptions that he throws. No, I'm just kidding. No, he will not throw any interceptions. I think we're done because Randy Moss already talked to him. Randy Moss already talked to him.
But he didn't ask him any questions
last
about
night because, okay, they flew out last night, yesterday afternoon. I mean, really, is it really a flight? They should have just taken a train down there. But whatever, they flew down there. And as soon as he gets to the hotel, Randy Moss is waiting for him, and they're about to do a quick little interview. We'll play some of it later on in the show. But the fact is that he didn't ask him anything about it. And that's his buddy, and that would be a safe space. That would be a great opportunity for him to go ahead and, you know, I guess set the record straight, but he didn't. So I think that's over with. Like, all things related to Tom Brady, as soon as one ends, another one comes.
Have we seen the Netflix video here, Paul Rudd, bettering yourself?
I've seen the first three episodes.
No, what is it called again?
The better
living whatever. With yourself.
Yeah. No, living with yourself.
Okay, yes.
Better yourself.
This episode was about that. Yes.
What are you doing with yourself?
Have we seen the
but
whole
the
thing?
Show is about that. The show is about he's a typical Paul Rudd character, by the way. He's a guy who's down on his luck, which he seems to play those characters all the time, right? He's down on his luck or, you know, he's trying to score with, like, a chick who's like his friend, or something like that.
Or he turns into an aunt.
Yes, he always plays that character. So he plays that character again in this one. And so he's at work, and he's in a marketing firm, I guess, and his friend Desmond is just making great presentations and just whipping.
No, he's killing it.
Yeah, he's killing it.
But he was a former chump. He could never get anything done.
And Rudd is sitting there, and he's got no idea what's happening in life, and he misses fertility appointments, and his wife is pissed off at him, and the whole works. And so finally he meets with Desmond at the bar, and Desmond gives him the information.
Mm. Okay, hey, you really want to know my secret?
No.
I went to a spa.
Your secret is you paid for a job?
No, not that kind, okay? It was like this client's
full mind, body, soul. You have to be recommended by a previous client. It is highly exclusive.
So Paul Rudd shows up with $50,000 in cash.
Happy right. spa.
Top happy spa.
Yeah, he does not know what is inside the top happy spa.
Right.
Listen, I'm not letting Brady off the hook on this. Okay, bottom line. Because when I saw this clip on Saturday, and then I saw the press conference, and it was like, really, dude? And of course, you know, the Thorntons of the world and everybody else. Dude, did you watch it? It's a clone. It makes sense. It's a clone, and this is a clone. Hold on. It's at that point, Paul Rudd walks up to this place and doesn't know it's cloning, right?
You hear that?
He's not so sure what it is.
Right.
So he pulls up to this spot. Do we have that when he sees Brady? Pull that thing up, because even though it's bad radio, it's better on TV. Let's hear it anyways.
First time? Uh-huh. You? Six.
All right. So he walks up to the spot, sees Brady coming out, arms raised, like, big smile on his face. Innuendo. With the assumptions, when you're watching that, even Rudd doesn't know what's cloning. So he thinks he's walking up into a strip mall to a freaking spa and sees Brady coming out looking like that. I'm not letting Brady off the hook. Oh, he got duped? Is the media's fault? Maybe it's the producer's fault. Maybe it's the director's fault. That you should be pissed off about. No, Don't be pissed off at the media
right.
for looking at it going, Tom, this makes no sense.
I would agree
I
with that.
I feel like there's a first of all, three words. First, time, six. That's it. That's it, but it's less about the words. It's more about the visual of him coming out of the spa, what he looks like. He exhales. His face is glowing. He looks unbelievable.
First time? Refreshed.
And he passes the – and his Escalade is sitting parked right behind Paul Rudd's car, and he jumps in, and then he says six.
Yeah, but you're
because Paul Rudd was leaving, getting ready to leave, and then he sees Brady. He's like, wait a second. So maybe it's not as shady as I thought. If a guy like Brady would be in there,
sure.
It can't be that bad.
So here's my take on it, because I believe that he probably was naive in this. He's not seeing what we all saw when we watched the show, because he's doing it in a parking lot. With a green screen behind it. There are no buildings. There is no cat looking out the window of this spa. So he's looking, and he's doing it apparently as a favor, whether it's to Timothy Greenberg, who is the executive producer of this thing. He's the guy that produced the Jon Stewart show.
Daily Show.
Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and he produced that. So he's doing it as a favor. Here's what I think the problem was. The problem was the question and the way the question was asked by Dan Housley. Because I agree that Tom Brady blew it on Saturday when he was dealing with the media. He lost his cool. He never does this. He never loses his cool. He's usually always has that smile. Will answer the question, give you nothing, but in some way satisfy you. He got pissed. So let's listen to the questioning of Brady and his reaction. Because I think this is where he lost it.
Well, some of these guys may want to talk about football, but I want to ask you about this video that's making the rounds on Twitter. Walking out of a massage parlor with a big grin on your face. What were you thinking?
That's not what that was about. I think that was taken out of context, just like you're taking it out of context and trying to make it a story for yourself, which has a negative connotation to it, which I don't appreciate. It was meant to be something different than that. So the fact that it's a distraction or you're bringing it up, is not something I want to be talking about.
Okay, so the fact is, so we'll never be able to know what it was meant to be, because it was meant to be something different than that. And Housley never actually said what he thought it was in the first place.
Well, it was meant to be the incredible genes that Tom Brady has.
Okay, so
Greenberg has kind of said that's what it was about.
Okay, fine. That's the director or the executive producer, but Housley screws this thing up from the very beginning by, in my opinion, shaming him, attempting to shame him. Hey, it's like when your parents would say,
like a child,
you let the toilet seat up. What were you thinking?
Right.
You did what? Yeah. What were you thinking? How stupid can you be?
The way you approached it.
I agree.
So I'm defensive right off the bat.
I agree. The way he did it, I think, pissed him off.
So that has nothing to do with his intentions or what he meant to do. The fact is that you were never going to get what it was supposed to be, because he put his hands up. He put his fists up. He was ready to fight. He was defending himself.
So another thing. So the other part, too. The timeline of this thing was written 4 years ago. It was agreed upon a year ago. And then after the Super Bowl.
I think it was agreed upon before that. Not a year ago, but well before that.
Okay, so when the story came out of Robert Kraft down in Florida, they were weeks away from shooting it. And the director thought, oh, man, that's it. He's not going to
lose. He thought he was going to lose Brady.
He thought we were going to lose him, right? He doesn't lose him. So I know a lot of people want to defend Brady in this with the green screen, like you said. I have a question. Do you really think this thing went to TV, went to Netflix, without Brady or his attorney or his PR, marketing, whatever it might be, did not see the final cut?
I do.
You think that they just let it go and they just trusted him to put whatever they want in the green screen?
So
I do, because he had such a small role. I would say this, though. Because
they're going to put anything on that green screen. If you're Brady and his representatives and his lawyers, you're not going to sit there and say, hey, can you just let me know? I'd like to see
what
this
scene...
I'd be
more skeptical of that.
I'd like to know what this scene is before you put it on TV. I find it almost impossible for any of his representatives not to have seen that scene before they released it on Netflix.
Well, I think they were so wrapped up in the incredible genes, and it clearly is working for TB12, and he thought it would really be good. We're going into this cloning place, and that's what he heard.
He won six Super Bowls because he was able to be his best self because he had two of himself.
He didn't connect the dots, and I hear it's a bad look. There's no question, Lou. I'm not denying that it's a bad look when you connect it with Kraft.
So why is he so defensive? I mean, if you look
at it. Because he's right. Because of the way the Dan House leads through the question.
I agree, but it turns into the media, and it's like the media's fault. Right. I mean,
nobody asked.
I sent the tweet out, everyone's like, oh, did you see it? Apparently, everybody that was getting on me didn't see it either. Because it wasn't like Paul Rudd realized he was walking into a cloning facility. He had no clue what it was. Brady walks out. There's an obvious assumption, if you're a human being with a brain, of what exactly just happened. And
the director did that on purpose. It was a setup with Rudd to give the impression that it was one of those spas, in a strip shopping
center. But I still go back to, I don't know. So you think, Glenn, that Brady didn't see the final cut?
Yeah, I didn't think he thought this was a big deal. He thought it was about
his incredible
genes. You don't think his
agents or his attorneys or his PR or marketing
because it was a favor.
Saw the final cut?
Because it sounds to me...
I find that impossible.
I don't. Because I think he was actually doing a favor. Now, you can call him naive, and I will call him naive as well, that he didn't thoroughly follow this up. And here's where he got screwed, because he was doing it as a favor, and they all were worried that after the Kraft thing, it wasn't going to happen. And Greenberg has come out now and admitted that they thought he was going to pull himself off the project. Right? So they burned him.
They were surprised.
That's who he should be
yes.
pissed off at. Right. No, he said nothing. He didn't pull it off. He had already agreed to it, and he didn't pull that scene. He didn't go to them and say, I want that scene pulled from this project. He did not do that. And maybe it was just an oversight by him. He just didn't think of it. He didn't connect the dots until people connected the dots this weekend and said, Robert Kraft. Do you really believe he was trying to stick it to Kraft?
Well, that's
Brady?
What I'm saying.
No way.
And that's what people are assuming, and that's
however,
what Dan Housley is assuming
I'll be
it is.
With you, I don't know what the hell to think, because I don't know why in hell he
would
allow
it. Well, I'll ask you again. You really believe...
Why can't he just sit there and say, hey, guys, I just saw the final cut. It's a green screen, right?
He said
good.
That.
Okay, can you change Top Happy Spot to Glenn's Auto Body Shop?
He's not seeing any of that.
Well,
that's in final
shame
production.
On him.
Okay.
He should blame himself.
Lou, he
should blame Rudd and the directors and producers, everything else. I mean, all you got to do, it's a green screen.
Lou, when you
get
show up to do a commercial.
Spa with a flower on it that looks like an orchid.
Right.
And just say, can you, it's a strip mall, man. Just, again, Lou's Auto Body Shop. It doesn't matter. It's a front.
Yeah, but he's not seeing any of that stuff.
Oh, I disagree. I don't know how he couldn't.
I don't know how you disagree. He's telling you he didn't see any of that.
You felt like he didn't have final editing in TB12.
I don't believe he did.
Whatever that little... That little thing he did.
What do you mean the little thing?
The TB12, Tom versus Time.
Oh,
you
no,
don't believe he had final editing on
no,
that.
That's
so
not
I,
true.
I,
that's not true. I said he had final editing on that.
Well,
that
there's was, a lot of whoa, things whoa, whoa. That were thrown that's in there his, that you said that he had no idea that the producer just put it in.
It's his project. That was his project. He was
think
doing
this
that.
Is too,
this
man.
Is
it's,
not
it's,
his project.
He's a, Tom Brady's walking around as a brand 24/7. Anything he's included in. He should get final approval over anything, at least his lawyers,
I don't buy
his
that.
PR department. Of he course did, he
he's
should.
Doing somebody a favor. That's all this was. He said,
it's not like you doing. It's
Tom Brady. It's a cameo. I'm going to do two lines in this thing. It's not a big deal. We're talking about cloning.
It's no big
and you're
deal.
A 42-year-old athlete.
Let me just see it before you release it so
that's
you don't screw
doing.
Me somehow.
Do you believe,
instead, they screwed him.
Do you believe that they were trying to set him up with Robert Kraft? That he wanted to stick it to Kraft?
They were setting him up. There's no question. Why he continued to do it? Because I believe he saw the final cut. I don't know.
See,
that
that's
answer.
Who he should be pissed off at then. He should be pissed off at them. But do you believe that he was trying to stick it to Kraft? Because I've already read that. Numerous people have said, see, he's trying to stick it to Kraft. Do you believe that?
I find it hard to believe that he would.
Yeah.
But I don't have an answer on why he would do this.
Okay. All right, we're going to we'll get into this, and we'll talk more about it. And by the way, Brady has spoken already in an interview he does with former teammate Randy Moss. Some interesting stuff there. They're going to play it tonight before the game, but we've got a lot of it, and we'll play some of it for you today. And the big fella had breaking news for you on Friday. Today he's got incredible news coming up, a major surprise?
But you did that three majors. What do you call it?
It's a big major surprise.
I would say it's a big announcement.
Big announcement coming in the 5 o'clock hour today. And your phone calls, as always, at 617-779-7937.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian. On Sports Radio WEEI.
Since it came out, have you explained that to him or gotten the word out?
No, I think everybody knows what our relationship's about. You know, for 20 years, it's nothing but love and respect. Been through a lot of tough things with him. And, you know, I love him dearly. I sympathize with a lot of things that he's gone through in his life. So I empathize with, you know, a lot of people that get taken advantage of and used, and understand that that's just part of what we're living in, and
so what's your point?
It's about
Tom Brady. The problem is he's pointing it at the media because Dan Housley pissed him off, and I get it. I understand that if Housley's treating you like he's his 7-year-old son, I get it. I understand why Brady would be pissed. But here's the perfect answer by Brady. Listen, I did it as a favor for somebody, okay, because they had done something for me. So I owed it to the person. I went in there with green screen, which he did explain, in a parking lot in Boston one afternoon, read a couple lines, and that was it. I had no idea that the producers obviously were going to set it up so that they could get tons of publicity on this, which they are right now, on a tie-in between me and Bob Kraft. That's the answer.
See,
but he gets so pissed off, and I think you're right, Kirsten. Dan Housley, you know, very rarely do you see the switch go off with Tom Brady. The switch went off because Housley got under his skin.
What were you thinking?
I also say this, usually, like, when my wife calls me out for something and I know I'm wrong, like, she calls me out on something, regardless of what it is, and I know I'm wrong, that's usually when I get more defensive. It's like I don't want to admit that she's right.
He doesn't know how to fold laundry.
That's not right. I do know how to fold laundry. See, I get mad when I just hear her voice.
No, you don't. I believe your wife.
Okay, I know. And a baby would get sick.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. Well, that's actually accurate. So,
right. Thank you,
listen,
Kim.
There is some effect of what's going on here. So Housley's he's correct in the fact that what were you thinking?
What were you thinking?
Why did you think that this could be dissected, or why do you think it would not be misinterpreted?
I mean, I'm just saying, like,
it's obvious.
If everything calmed down after that awful question, they really got to it, and they just asked him, you know, did you see the final cut before it went on the air? You know, if you knew you were coming out of a what looked like a massage parlor with the reaction that you had, you know, would you have done it? Are you mad at the producers? Are you mad at Paul Rudd? The position they put you
in. Those are the questions that,
like,
should have been
that would have been the better questioning, right. And this guy just, what are you thinking?
What are you thinking?
But it turned into media is bad, can't trust them. All true statements.
No, the other ones are better. Now he's going to be on tomorrow, so that would be fun.
Tomorrow morning.
Well,
Greg's got to ask those questions.
No, but that is an easy
relationship. But did you see the final cut before it went on the air?
Well, that's it. But, right. but don't you think that he trusts Greg Hill?
Yes. G-Man.
G-Man.
Yeah.
So when you have an old guy, you give him a young nickname.
Exactly.
G-Man. Okay. Is that so?
If he saw the final cut before it went on the air, it's still what were you thinking? Correct. If he didn't,
are you
not on the phone with the producer and the writer and everybody else?
But wouldn't you
say, why'd you do me like this?
But it's not served up as what were you thinking, as to challenge your ability to make the right decision. To me, if this is the wrong decision to let this go out, regardless of. You should. I mean, to me, it's the you're gonna let everybody come up with their own assumptions.
Yeah, but I agree. And that those are the questions that should have been asked. Instead, what Brady got pissed at is the way, the method of questioning him. Okay?
And to assume that he would do something
exactly
so rude and right so mean to mock a guy that he loves.
And he actually brought that back by throwing it back in his face. You know, but listen, he did it in a parking lot. He did it with green screen. My guess is he did not do it with Paul Rudd because they're not in the same shot. They would put them both in the same shot if they were both there. So, and
well, there's a picture of the two of them together in front of the green screen.
What do you mean a picture of the two of them in front
it's
of the green screen?
A picture of Tom Brady and Paul Rudd in front of the green screen. That was the whole evidence, you know, that, look, see, it's a green screen. He had no clue what it was.
Well, you can put anybody anywhere
no,
now.
No, say, you say they weren't together at all. They were together at some point.
I'm not sure they were. For that shooting, I'm not sure they were.
Well, all I'm telling you is there's
a
picture of Paul Rudd and Tom Brady in front of a green screen. That was like the Thornton's proof, like of everybody else's proof, that this is proof that it was a green screen.
Right.
Okay, fine. It was a green screen. I just find that, I'm sorry, but if I was in a cameo, I'd say, hey, can I see it before you guys air it? Just kind of curious.
Yeah, he's doing it as a favor for somebody.
I don't care if it's a favor. I'm
with
freaking Rod. Brady.
Okay.
You made me look bad.
Okay, but Lou.
Did this make him look bad?
Lou, naive? Okay.
Did
I'll
it make
it
him look
you
bad?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a bad look.
You going to let someone do that to you? Your brand?
Well,
I don't think so.
No, he won't the next time around, I'm sure.
Well, he'll, sure he'll, not he'll, this time.
But,
so we should take some of the blame.
But you're telling
allowing
me
allowing it to get out there.
Well, I expect you think he's perfect and he can't make any mistakes. In this case,
no, he made a mistake.
He trusted somebody and he made a mistake. But was he trying to get at Kraft? Is he trying to stick it to Kraft? Which, by the way, is the message that people are throwing out there. Nobody believes that, do they?
Yeah, but
come on.
No, but isn't it, don't you have to kind of question somebody's judgment when it's that easy to kind of, you know, connect the dots?
I don't think it's that easy.
I think it's real
easy. If you're doing it for a friend and you're reading a couple
I know,
of lines,
but,
and it literally takes you
the dots,
a half an hour.
Connecting the dots being, wow, this looks like you're screwing around too much. This looks odd to
this
me.
This looks like
no,
you're
they're
making
selling
fun
him
of something
yeah
that happened to your owner
guys,
months ago.
But
you can't disguise it. It is what it is.
But yeah. I don't know if he knew all of that stuff. Do we know if he knew
and
all
I will
that
go
stuff
back to Lou, and not for nothing, but listen, I would want final say on something I would do
kidding
based on my
well,
family
time,
and my position. So
well, the next time
I
around,
have a hard
Christian,
time believing
Christian,
that anyone.
Trust me, you've been naive with stuff you've done in your life, too.
Well,
people
you're
are
partnering up with you was
right,
I was
exactly
I thought
there
would
you
work
go
out.
Right. So people make mistakes.
But I think you're being naive right now.
I don't.
To think that
I
Tom
think I'm
Brady
being realistic
or his lawyer
yeah
or his PR department, marketing, whatever you want to call, did not see that segment before it aired. I find that almost ridiculous to even assume that.
I'm just guessing. I don't know. I'm just guessing that he did not know it because of the way he responded to Dan Housley. And it was a green screen. It was almost like I didn't know what was going on. That's clearly the indication he's giving. And I find that credible. You don't. I find that credible because you think that Tom Brady should dot every I, cross every T in everything in every aspect of his life. And I'm sorry, Lou. He's perfect as a quarterback. He may not be totally perfect in life, dealing with life every single day. I think when you get as much going on as he does, you're gonna make some mistakes along the way. And this clearly was. In no way do I think he was intending to try to destroy Robert Kraft. And that's the way it's playing. It is a bad look for him. But
here's,
I don't think I'm being naive. I think just the opposite.
Erase.
I think you guys are being naive in that you expect him to monitor every little aspect of everything he does.
Okay, we're not talking about Joe Schmo and little Billy down the street. We're talking about basically a multi-million dollar corporation.
It happens.
Which is, it does.
It happens all the time.
Okay, but
to big time people, they make mistakes all the time.
Once bitten, twice shy. Once bitten, twice shy. Right? You've been in this situation before. We've seen this movie before. Like, hey, I'm gonna put protocol in place to protect myself so none of this happens again, even by accident. I'm just saying, it is what it is, and let's not act like it's so fine. You made a mistake. That's what I would say. Hey, you know what? I thought it was I didn't think it was gonna be that big of a deal. I mean, my bad.
Well,
but
mistake,
it is what it is.
Well, the mistake
you
he
can't
made
remove the stink from it, Glenn.
Yes, you can. Yeah, hold on. Yes, you can.
No,
the
no
mistake, you can't.
The mistake Tom Brady made was in his response on Saturday, and he lost his cool to Dan Housley, getting pissed off because he heard, what were you thinking?
Has a negative connotation to it, which
I don't
appreciate.
Right, and he took it out of the media, and he did not give the specific details of this thing. Now, maybe they'll come out with Greg tomorrow, and maybe he will explain it. Listen, He's a human being. He's vulnerable. He's going to screw up. But again, I asked the question. Does anybody think he was directly trying to stick it to Robert
Kraft?
The answer
is no.
Okay.
The answer is no.
So where's the harm there? He's not trying to do that.
No, it was.
Do you think that it could happen? Do you think the directors took some sort of creative licensing? Hey, listen, did you read the contract? Well, he said, okay, we can do whatever we want. Okay, fine. Like, even in the beginning part of that show, while they're at the bar, the original sound that we used there.
Tom didn't see any of that.
Oh,
Tom,
no,
you can't say that.
Whatever.
Okay? Tom didn't see any
listen,
of that.
Listen, here's
you
the thing.
Guys, tug.
You
here's
were.
The thing.
No, you can't.
It's,
you
it
were
is,
able.
It's,
you were able to see
the rules
the
make
whole,
no sense.
You were
no
able sense. To see the whole show. Tom Brady did not see it.
I find it hard to believe.
You think Tom Brady saw that entire show?
I think Tom Brady saw the scene that he was in. You're talking about he's human. He makes mistakes. This isn't a guy that like wears white in the winter. That's a mistake. Or goes for buy something that's not on sale. This is like the dude's in a Netflix video, a movie, a clip, a scene. I. There's no way he didn't see it before it went.
Okay,
or
so
didn't
what
know
was,
what the scene was.
So was
and he said, you're coming out of a cloning thing. What's going to be behind me in the green screen? We're not going to tell you. Well, what's going to be behind me? I want to know what's behind me. It's a green screen. What's it going to be? Is it a zoo? Is it an amusement park? What is it? Is it an auto body shop?
They're probably
no, it's actually a
it
spa.
Is.
It's a massage parlor.
Or they might have said it's a cloning place where you're going to, we're going to clone you, and that's the whole
and he
premise.
Had no clue.
The whole premise is that you have incredible genes at age 42.
Yeah.
Okay?
Well aware of the premise.
Right.
Well aware of the storyline. Saw the clip.
And if they
saw
did
the whole
say
segment.
If they did say to him, no, what it is, Tom, on that green screen is an Asian spa. And what we're going to do is we're going to try to make fun of the fact that you're coming out of it when Robert Kraft got himself into trouble a few months ago at an Asian spa
it
down
It doesn't
in Florida.
Matter whether they said it or not. The scene speaks for itself.
You got a little tune-up.
The scene speaks for itself.
A little tune-up. Like you can call it a tune-up.
It's what the scene is. I mean, it's the essence of the scene. I mean, it's a strip mall. He's coming out with that big smile like,
he's not
that felt that. Awesome.
You're missing the point. He's not seeing any of that
well,
stuff.
I think you're missing the point to think
okay.
that he doesn't.
It's not like when you do West End Johnny's. You don't use a green screen. You go to West End Johnny's and you actually sit there
Very good
and
point.
Stand up there and do it. Okay.
Very good
and
point.
And then they probably, because you're Lou Maloney,
yep.
they allow you to sit there and watch the outtakes, right?
Very
and
good
watch
point.
All the
they
stuff.
Actually sit there and right. they send it to you and they say, what right. do you think?
Right.
And I say, yeah,
right.
I like it.
Right.
Looks good.
Right.
Great job. Run it.
Right.
So they sent me the commercial that they were about to run.
Right.
You don't think they sent Tom freaking Brady?
So why would he let
there's nothing more important than his brand right now in his career. The most important thing is TB12 brand. And you don't think he's going to okay it? You don't think he's going to see it before it goes?
So do you
realize what it looks like and how bad maybe this joke is?
So you think he was tweaking Robert Kraft?
Well,
you can't have it both ways.
I don't know how else to
tell
think
me
it.
He's not.
Yes.
Okay.
You know what?
Okay.
I think so.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay.
So in March, what were we
line.
Doing in the end of February, March? What were we doing? Was he trying to negotiate a new contract?
No, this
was he unable to get what he wanted in extra years? Was he sitting there? Was he pissed off about that? That was going on? I think Brady's whole relationship since Deflategate, I question.
Okay.
I still think he likes and respects him, but I don't know if he does like he once did.
At least you've got a motive now.
Yeah.
Okay? Because originally you were saying no, and then you were saying, Brady's just kind of stupid.
Well, I'm just saying, confused by why he would do it.
Yeah.
He seems sincere when he talks about Robert. But I don't know how else you're supposed to take it.
Yeah, I think he is sincere about Kraft. I don't think he has. I don't think that is his nature to actually go and rip him in something like this. You know, a separate project, a separate comedy. I just don't.
That's, I gave him a shot.
I don't. I don't believe that. Now I believe he screwed it up on Saturday because he lost his cool with Dan Housley on that one line. And instead, what he should have done is explain exactly and given the details. Once you do that. You put it into its proper context. He's bitching in the interview with the open interview at his locker with Housley because he's taking it out of context.
Has a negative connotation to it, which I don't appreciate.
But Tom didn't put it in context, and that's what he needed to do. He needed to put it in context. That's his
fault. Just by accident, another learning lesson, teaching moment for all those who are trying to figure out how to behave. Like Michael Bennett. Michael Bennett loses his cool. He gets suspended for a week, loses $270,000, and this is Brady basically losing his cool. That's about as close as you get
yeah, that's about
for
it.
Him becoming unhinged. That's would you say?
It. Yeah.
Kind of just like speaking out, kind of like, you know, talking about things that he doesn't want to on a Saturday.
Now that he attacked the owner, maybe he should get a week's suspension. Huh?
Hey, anybody gonna bring that up? Can't take shots.
All right, is your family ready for a bad cold and flu season? Knowing when it's the flu can make a big difference in knowing when you call the doctor. The best way to tell what the flu brings, a fever, so be prepared with a thermometer you can trust, the Exogen Temporal Scanner. It's backed by more than 70 clinical studies. We go to the phone calls coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
I think it's this type of media atmosphere that, you know, you create, you know, the blame and shame media atmosphere that's kind of percolated for a while. I think there's a lot of things that are said that are taken out of context that, you know, you choose to make a headline of as opposed to understand what it's actually about. Have you seen it?
I've seen this, and I understand the background of it, and
have you seen the context.
Yes, I have.
I've seen
the context.
And that's what it was about?
No, I know that it wasn't.
Okay, so it wasn't about that, except you want to try to use something and use it as, you know, to take it out of context. Is that what you choose to do in the media?
When did you shoot it? Could you not
That's
know?
What we do try to do.
If you shot okay. it.
Well, maybe Housley was actually trying to get some of the specifics, and by that time
Tom was totally, when did you shoot it?
Yeah, Tom was totally.
Did you see the final cut?
Yeah.
Did you realize how
he was so pissed?
None of the other beat reporters, none of the other guys said a word. Yeah. They're like, oh, wait a second, this is getting good.
Well, they knew he was there, and they're like, okay, you do it.
Yeah, they knew why he was there. Whenever there's a national story, you know, just whatever, just fill in the blank, Deflategate or whatever, and then the outsiders come in, the news people from the different stations come in, you know that they're going to handle questioning Bill differently. They don't know the rules. They don't know how things work around there. And they just kind of go in naive, or maybe they think so highly of themselves that they go in a little harder, more direct, and they don't allow themselves to be pushed around.
So you think that this guy, this was it, the creator, writer, Timothy Greenberg,
yeah,
did him wrong. Because he even said he was surprised that after the allegations of Kraft came out, he was surprised that Brady agreed to do it after the allegation.
Oh, yeah. I think he clearly
knew.
So
why would he be surprised if it was just cloning?
What do you mean? He was surprised because he thought that Brady would pull it, and I already said
to you. But it's about cloning.
Yeah, I already told you.
He was surprised because he knew what the innuendo was.
Exactly.
He knew what the assumptions were.
And Brady
didn't. He was walking out of a spa.
And Brady didn't.
After being, you know, whatever. Right, happy endings. So that's why he was surprised Brady still agreed to do it. So he lied to Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's my point. He didn't lie to Tom Brady.
He never sat there and said, listen, it's really a cloning building or whatever, office, but we're making it look like a massage parlor.
That's my point. My point is that
Brady still said, okay.
Again, I'll try to get the answer on it, but you keep on giving more narrative to it. I agree with everything you say, that Timothy Greenberg was the one that looked at it and said, you got to be kidding me. I've got this scene. With all the stuff with Kraft, you kidding me? This is going to be golden for us. Do you know how much publicity we're going to get when we throw this sucker on the air in October on Netflix?
Oh, you got it.
We're going to make a killing on it. He was fearful that Brady was going to pull it off the shelf because he was fearful there was a connection to Kraft. I'm telling you, call him naive, call him what you want. I don't think Brady ever looked at the connection.
Hold on. I want to go back.
I think he looked at the connection of they're treating me like I've got incredible genes at 42.
Okay, fine. It's up to you. You figure it out. You make it be whatever you want to be. I just want to go back to something Lou said.
Yeah.
In the fact that you actually believe.
I don't know what else I'm supposed to believe.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Yes. I'm just going to say it. You let me know.
Go ahead.
You actually believe that Brady was trying to stick it to Kraft.
I think he did it on purpose.
He just shot across his bow.
I think it was a jab.
A friendly, you know, ribbing, right? Of two old friends just kind of, you know, giving each other the business.
Why am I not getting a 3-year deal? What? Franchise tag? No. I want a 3-year deal.
Where's my three-year deal, Lou?
Yeah.
So he's
hold on a second. I don't know. I find it hard to believe.
The answer is hell no.
It has to be a jab.
The answer is hell no.
So why would he do it?
Well, hold on, wait. It's because now I'm just going to paint a picture for you, right? So he would do that, and knowing that exactly how it would look and what he had been through and what the assumptions and opinions would be, and then at the same time kiss this man on both sides of his cheek.
Mm.
Like, that is some straight up Godfather type stuff.
Yes.
You swim with
keep
the
your
fishes,
enemies closer,
right? So yeah, keep you. That's what you think it is. I think
that's
no
ludicrous,
way.
Ludicrous.
There's no way that he could look himself in the face.
Do you believe?
I just saw
let me ask you.
Of him.
Do you believe? Because I know Glenn is extremely naive in this point. Do you believe that he saw the final cut?
If it was you, I'll say yes. Hold on. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
After you're Tom Brady. Play the role of Tom. They send you the final cut. You pull it up on your big screen in your house, and you watch it. You know, maybe with
are my kids
with
home.
Giselle.
It's my dog barking.
Because you don't know it's Netflix, so you don't want the kids there. So you and Giselle are up there. You watch it, right? You and Kim are sitting there watching this thing that you just did with Netflix and Paul Rudd. The scene happens. When the scene's over, does Kim look at you and say, "Christian, you know how this looks, right?"
I don't know if
I don't know if you want to do this because you know what it looks like, right? I mean, look what Robert just went through. This doesn't come off very good.
Yeah. I would say.
And what do you say?
And I would say, you know what? I'm done letting people dictate what I do based on innuendo.
You know what? Should have paid me anyway.
That's what I'm doing. I'm taking.
So the two of you would agree that after watching it, because I believe and you believe that he saw the final cut, that after watching it, how else are you supposed to take it?
It's easy.
Other than a shot.
It's easy.
I don't take it.
A jab.
Why can't somebody take it differently than you?
You go to a shot.
What else would it be?
Because you're a negative son of a bitch.
No, what
that's
do you mean?
What it is.
No, I'm realistic.
You're looking at it in a negative vein.
Why? This freaking owner, months prior, walked into a same strip mall into a spa.
Lou.
And all this thing went down. And like months later, maybe weeks later, you filmed the scene. How else am I supposed to take
it? Because
you want to focus on the negative.
Exactly. Thank you, John. You're seeing something totally different than what Tom Brady saw. Now, I agree the optics look bad in all of this. But the fact is that this guy goes and he gives the European double kiss to Kraft at all times. Then for 20 years, they've existed like this. This is something Antonio Brown would do. If it were, I'm going to stick it to them on purpose. Come on.
He looks so handsome.
Naive? He's naive.
Didn't Michael kiss Fredo on the cheek?
Yes, he did. Okay, that was a movie.
Huh?
Okay, that was a movie.
Nobody's going fishing, right?
Let's get to the phone.
No, it was you, Fredo.
People want to talk about this, and other people are just pissed that we are actually talking about it.
Oh, because it's negative. Yes, it might interfere with Tom's mindset in the game tonight.
I think his mindset will be fine for the game. Not worried about that. Steve is in a truck. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Steve.
Well, I agree with you because your call screener explained to me exactly what a green screen was and how would they do. So my thinking is this. There's an aspect to this that no one's thinking about. So, first of all, he's pissing off Bob Kraft. We know that. If that's what he thought, if he knew what was going on, if he saw the final cut, as you say, which I don't think he did. And the second thing, what is Giselle going to say to him when he comes home? You really did that scene? You condone that scene that you're coming out of a spa where something happened that shouldn't happen? I know one thing. If I did that and my wife caught that, I have nothing to go to the spa with.
Yeah, see, I think he thought it. Yeah, you want to put me in a cloning spa? Absolutely, because I'm doing something defying odds, something that nobody else has ever done. Brady usually is looking for stuff that will help his brand. So it was presented to him in a way in which he said, this is good for my brand. If anybody presented, hey, listen, we're going to put you in a scene in which you're going to make fun of Robert Kraft, who was caught here in Jupiter at a day spa at a strip mall, which is exactly what we're going to do here, Tom. Do you think he would have gone along with it?
Sounds like he did. He did.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
As a matter of fact, yes, I do.
All right. Eddie's in a car. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, guys, listen, if you want to ask yourself, figure this out, how you really know whether Brady knew or didn't know, all you got to do is go back and listen to his answer. Why didn't he say when he asked the guy, did you see this? Because at that point, he could have said, listen, I did see it. And at that point, go in and explain it.
Did you see it, Eddie?
For him to turn around, but hold on, for him to turn around and say that he didn't.
But Eddie, that's a good
answer.
For him
to turn around and ask the guy if he saw it.
Eddie.
That tells you that Brady did see it, and he should have perceived that that was going to be taken the wrong way.
Well, he's seen it now. Do you understand what he was saying about seeing it?
Don't you think he saw it yesterday?
Yes, and guess what?
I saw it months ago.
Why not just come out and say, listen, in hindsight...
Because, Eddie, it was about a cloning spa. That's what his answer is. He's sitting there saying, I'm 42. Cloning spa.
Do me a favor. Listen, this is really important.
Okay.
Someone grab Brady's jock strap out of Glenn's hands now.
No, no. Hey, Eddie, it's over his head. He likes to smell it.
Please.
How whacked out
please.
He is.
Please.
Hold on, let me get it, Eddie. Listen, I'm going to break. I got to get gloves.
I'm willing to rip him. I'm willing to rip him if it's worthy and it deserves it. I've already said what he did Saturday made it worse for himself. He mishandled it with the media. Okay? But, I mean, Eddie's idea, he doesn't even understand what Brady was saying. Brady is sitting there going, do you understand the context of it? And Eddie is sitting there not understanding it. He, again, is thinking that it is all tied in with Robert Kraft. You know why? Because in Eddie's mind, like in Lou's mind,
no,
it's
that's
all,
not what Eddie was
it's
saying.
All a, it's stiffing him. Yes, he is.
No, that's
sure
not what
he is. That's exactly
saying.
What he's saying.
The caller was questioning whether Tom had seen it or not and how he answered it.
No, he said he's seen it by now.
Yeah, well, that's all.
But he's seen it by now. We know he's seen it by now.
I think he saw it months ago.
Well,
before it went out.
Well, we'll see. But the fact
I tell
is.
You what. Shame on him if he didn't. I can only assume that he did. And if he didn't, that's the issue. There's no goddamn way you're going to put out a cameo on a Netflix and not watch it before you air it in case you go to embarrass me. I am TB12. I am worth billions. I have an industry.
That's legit.
You're talking about cloning. I have TB12 to better people's lives. Like, my name, it's the tail end of my career at this point, is probably one of the more important things in my career. So I'm not going to let you embarrass me on a Netflix.
Oh, it's a small little cameo on a Paul Rudd show.
Do you think
show.
It is? Look at this. Look at what we're dealing
with
now.
Exactly, because this is what we do.
Well, no.
Because people
you
like you were sitting there going,
here?
See, he was doing it purposely as a jab for Robert Kraft.
Yeah.
When he probably wasn't.
Because he put himself in that situation.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Watch it. Not watch it before it went out.
You should turn everything down. I agree. Jerry's in New Hampshire.
Didn't say that at all.
Hello, Jerry.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys. Hey, you know, I got to say, I'm 100% with Lou on this one. There's no way Tom Brady would just stand in front of a green screen and
do whatever you want.
Question the outcome of it. And this is my idea what's going on here. So with Tom Brady, with his contract, Antonio Brown being released, and we all know he was really upset when that happened. You know, maybe he knew this was going to happen. Maybe he knew this was going to come out. And, you know, to cover his ass, he's, you know, going public with saying, I had no idea. I never saw it or anything else. I mean, he may get called into Kraft's office, but if he's going to deny it, what are you going to do? Call him a liar to his face? And how would you punish him? So I absolutely believe Lou. I think it was a jab at Kraft.
All right. For 20 years, we've gone through this stuff. And every once in a while, a story comes out and Tom's got a problem with Kraft, or Tom's got a problem with Belichick.
Yeah.
And really, 20 years later, where else do you find that in the National Football League? They're all together. They're all coexisting together.
But
okay?
What's your point?
I mean. So now suddenly...
What's your point?
So you've got a 20-year history...
Did me or that last caller say it's going to take down the dynasty and they're not going to win football games?
You have 20-year...
What's 20-year relationship
I gotta
have to
let
do
me finish.
Anything?
You have 20... You interrupt words worse than I do
Well, no,
today.
I'm just saying. Someone's
you have
married 20, for 20 years. Like, okay, they might be at 20 years later. They're probably at each other's throats.
You have 20-year...
No?
You have 20-year history where they have found a way of dealing. and they still kiss on both cheeks. Who does that?
Yeah.
Who does that?
So the other
this
the
was
other,
not a the, hit at Kraft. No, there's no freaking way.
So there's a bunch.
Makes
of,
no sense.
There's a bunch of different theories. That's one of them. Luz is one of them. The other one is that Kraft was in on the joke. Kraft was in on the joke. Hey, listen, this could be a way to soften things up, make light of it. You know, let's not act like it didn't exist. Let's embrace it.
Let's embrace Jupiter.
That is
because he's been so open so far.
So
in
what's
I don't buy that one. Do you buy that one?
I don't buy either
one.
Okay,
I buy the naivete of Tom Brady.
That's what I buy. Bad judgment.
That's what I agree.
That's it.
But hold on. When you say bad judgment, I'm not sure
Christian,
he knew everything that was involved.
I would say
naivete.
I would buy that one. Kraft had a piece of it, said, go ahead and do it, make light of it, more than Tom Brady did this without knowing what the final cut looked like.
No, I'm not. I think he did. I say bad judgment. Hey, bad decision. Bad. And I think that's part of the reason why he got so mad.
Yeah,
one,
he knew
the way
he
the question, and he knew he screwed
so
up.
So what Brady has
he
to do.
He knew that it looked, he knew yeah. that maybe in his own bubble, in his bed, yeah. watching it with Giselle, he said, well, that's not that bad. Oh, yeah, you can spin it this way. Well, we don't need to spin anything, honey. It is what it is, right? We're not talking, it's not a day spa. It's a cloning lab.
Right.
Oh, okay, good, okay.
Do you think anybody in Tom's life can sit there after he blows up and blames the media? Is actually going to sit there and say, maybe it's Giselle, I don't know, and says Tom. You got to admit.
That's not what Giselle is. I mean, it's not got nothing
somebody,
to do with Giselle.
Buddy, you got
to
admit.
Right.
I mean, I don't know why you're getting so mad. You should be mad at the people who did this if you really got
exactly.
got wrong. You know,
no.
They did you dirty.
No, that's who you should be
pissed
at.
What were you thinking?
Right.
So, I mean, you know, and then, like you said, he got so defensive and so pissed off because he didn't, because, you know, he realized that maybe he made a mistake.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And the way the question was asked, and he realized, wow, this is... This was too dangerous. This was too toxic.
Yeah,
it was it could have went either way. So you can't just, if it was real obvious of what it should be, then no one would be dissecting it.
But here's the biggest mistake that Brady made. He accused the media, and specifically Dan Housley from Channel 7, of taking it out of context. Okay, you don't know. Did you see it? Taking it out of context. What Tom did not do is put it into context. So he needs to do that. And maybe he'll do that tomorrow morning on the Greg Hill Show. Hopefully he will. But he needs to put it into context because right now everybody is just grabbing any possible scenario because Brady hasn't opened up about it because he got so pissed off at Dan Housley. All right, we get back to your phone calls. Coming up next, this hour has been brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com.
Someone grab Brady's jockstrap out of Glenn's hands
okay.
now.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.